And time now, and it's a real joy to catch up with Jeff from Asilawan. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Peter, and good morning to all your listeners.
Mate, you're a little croaky. I guess the smoke is taking its toll.
You know what? We've been fortunate because we're about as far north in the Hunter Valley as you can get, as far as vineyards are concerned. So the fires were basically to the south and to the southwest of us, and the winds are mostly east and west. But they eventually did get up this way, and we got a bit of smoke and, suffered a little bit around here. But basically gone now. They've put that gossamer fire that was moving north out when it got close to the Hunter. They did a bit of back burning. Yep. And same with the Kerry Ridge fire, which has been heading this way for a long period. So great work for the Rural Fire Service. It's been a day and night job for them, unfortunately, Peter.
Mate, I actually have friends who are in the Rural Fire Service, and the feedback I'm getting from them, you know, I can't put them on the air, but the feedback that I am getting, it's monstrous. They're exhausted. Yep. You know, and I noticed on television this morning, all the favorite American compares, I suppose, or hosts of programs are wishing us well and everything. This is a worldwide thing now, so it's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, the Globe Awards were on, and quite a few of the presenters mentioned the bushfires in Australia. During that show, I don't watch it myself. Bob watches it pretty closely, but I get the summary out of the paper, Peter.
That's cheating.
Hey, listen, I do have to correct you, but I'm sorry to throw water on your little statement earlier, Peter, but today is Christmas Day for those of the Orthodox religion.
Oh, okay.
And of course, that includes my lovely wife, Barbara,
right,
who is actually Ukrainian Greek Orthodox, as you well know. So
yes,
we always celebrate two Christmases in this house and two New Years. And today is actually Orthodox Christmas Day. And I would like to wish all our friends listening, Greek and Ukrainian, those that follow the Orthodox faith today, a happy Christmas.
Oh, mate, that's lovely. And somewhere in all of this is the Chinese New Year, too, and I'm not sure when that is. I'll have to have a chat to my pharmacist.
It's about the 20th, I think, Peter, around about the 20th, I think.
Mate, we are going to be so partied, it's incredible.
Yeah, as you know, I recently came back from China, and they're celebrating Christmas over there. I went to an international city, of course, where I went to do business in Hangzhou. And boy, it's about the most modern city in the world you could possibly imagine, Peter. It's probably, in its current form, it's probably only been built in the last 20 or 30 years. But it is an absolutely incredible city. Could match any city in the world for, you know, its boulevards and buildings and the, you know, the modern, you know, lifestyle there. So I didn't get, went into the country a little bit, but I didn't get I changed planes in Beijing and it was snowing there. So, but yeah, it was quite incredible that they play Christmas music everywhere you go, Peter.
No, well, that's lovely. I can't see any problem with that.
No, but their big celebration is coming up, obviously, right, with the Chinese New Year.
I'll have to check with my pharmacist, and they can fill me in when that happens and what happens. Because I like to sort of check, and as I guess you do as well, things that happen in other cultures. And unless you ask, you never find out.
Exactly. And Peter, I bought a wonderful gift back from China. Probably won't need a flu vaccine this year. I bought the original back with me and now have the antibodies.
Oh, okay.
I vaccinated Barbara as well, unfortunately. So, yeah, we're on the leading edge here, Peter, with this year's flu.
Mate, I don't blame you. I had the flu injection here last year, and I'm glad I did. There was people, it was like, you know, 10-pin bowling pins falling over everywhere, the people. Did you have the flu needle? And the first thing is no.
Yeah, it is true. The vaccinations really work. I haven't had the flu for years, but unfortunately, the vaccination, it doesn't work if you go to the, seed of, where most flus originate in China. And of course, the vaccination I had last year was last year's antibodies. And the flu I caught, of course, is this year's flu.
No.
It's winter now in China, of course, which is the middle of flu season. And it's understandable, while so many people walk around with face masks in Hangzhou, it's not pollution because it's a very modern city. It's flu. They're trying to prevent catching the flu. So,
I don't blame them.
Yeah, don't blame them either, Peter, but that's the way it is. And anyway, back to the fires and things, Peter, and the pollution, it's not doing anybody, and we were talking about it before going on the air, with respiratory problems, it's not helping their health at all. And I'm one of those people that...
So am I.
Years of injections, overcoming allergies, and not too much you can do. You plunk down here in the middle of it, and you're breathing bad air for weeks on end.
Yeah, it's no fun.
And in fact... there's a study that just came out probably last week. I'm just going to have a quick look on it here. Yeah, just only on January 3rd, Peter, the Barcelona Institute of Global Health did this study. They did it in India because pollution is worse in developing countries, generally speaking.
Sure.
And they found that air pollution... fine particulate air pollution is associated with osteoporosis and lower bone mass. We've always known, of course, Peter, that air pollution increases incidence of cancers and strokes and other types of diseases.
That's right.
But air pollution also causes increased osteoporosis as well. So, we're poisoning ourselves, or killing ourselves, and we're having our bones wither away as well, Peter. But, it's not much you can do about it. It's got to start at the top.
Yes.
Our Prime Minister has a new name, Peter. It starts with D and ends with head, according to the CNN.
Oh, mate, he copped heaps the other day from... one of the fireys, and words that I can't use on air, but they bleeped it all out, but we all knew what he was on about.
They didn't bleep it out of the CNN World Reports, Peter. If you go to the CNN News, you get it the full version.
Yeah,
and you get it was headline news. He will never live it down. He's a climate denier. He can stand up in Parliament and say, it's all poppycock, this global warming and coal doesn't contribute. And then he held up a hunk of coal in Parliament and said, what a great, thing it is to have coal. And, Australia's burning behind him. Not related to global warming, but, no. That's just natural cycles.
Mate, I stress this as my personal view on the setup. I remember when we were growing up, they used to do the backburns during winter, so that you wouldn't have all this fire, not retardant, fire,
bushfires, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It wouldn't be there, so it couldn't burn. And all of a sudden, we have a group of people, you know who they are, who said, we can't do that. And, and our Aboriginal friends tell us, you have to burn the bush in order to regenerate.
They call it a cold burn, the Aboriginals. And the fire service does it, but the greenies have definitely had an effect. There was a demonstration in Sydney the other day to try and stop back burning. And we're talking about people's lives, houses. If their house was under, a bushfire threat, do you think they'd say, oh, no, you can't back burn and save my house and my livelihood? It's people that live in cities that know nothing about it. There was a good suggestion the other day, Peter, and they want to try and start a movement where country people, farmers, don't ship anything to the city. We'll let them starve to death.
Oh, that's terrible. You know, there's one thing that came to mind the other day. And, you know, these people that go out and deliberately light fires. Okay, yeah. Give them a uniform, put them with a rural fire truck, and get out there and you fight the fires too.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, and people said to me, that's being cruel. I said, no, it's being real. You know, if they realize what it is on the other end of the stick, maybe the mind just might tinkle over a little bit.
Yeah, I think you're right, Bud Peter. We've got to address this. You know, there's a reason Australia's covered in eucalyptus trees, and that is because they don't burn; they regenerate.
That's right.
And coal burns, of course, or cool burns, as they call them, clean out the undergrowth.
That's right. Yeah, well, that's basically what I was trying to say earlier. You get rid of all that undergrowth. Just drive down any highway you like and look, and you think, my God, you know, don't you have a mower?
Yeah, it's... look, when you look where a fire's been through, the only thing that burns is the underbrush and the non-eucalypts in the bush. Now, it's a shame that we don't have diversity, although there's hundreds of types of gum trees, but we don't have diversity of other types of trees. But that's the reason that they're here in Australia and they grow, because they survive bushfires.
Uh-huh.
And our little cuddly friends
need them as well.
Yeah, well, that's right. And I think we need to, these volunteer groups are very noisy and very loud, but they should get organized and work with the Rural Fire Service to canvass areas where cool burns are going to be done. And you can easily, you know, get enough volunteers, I would imagine, if you, you know, have a following, and that's the way you believe, to go through and either drive the animals. Most of the larger animals can get out of the way, but go through, look for koala bears or whatever. If you're going to do a cool burn to try and lower the load, you don't have to burn the entire mountain. What you have to do is you have to do cool burns where those fires come out of the mountains.
That's right.
Because once those fires get to populations, if there's nothing to burn, they peter out, or they're easier to fight, Peter.
Yes, yeah. Well, I remember growing up, that happened every winter.
Yeah.
You know, some of the old standards, can I say that, are pretty good. Like, even with food, you know, you learn now that what grandma cooked for you was really quite good, you know. Yes. And the amount of people that turn it around and say, no, that's a lot of hogwash, it doesn't work. Wake up, Australia, you need to.
Yeah, we need to do something. And I'm hoping, though, you know, I'm not against his political persuasion, but I won't use the words that were used on national TV worldwide, but I think it'll oust him. I don't think he'll ever live it down, and I think he deserves to go.
Yeah.
You cannot have a government that's scientifically naive or is influenced by the gas and oil companies, coal companies, to an extent where they walk around with blinders on and watch while the average Australian loses his house and his livelihood and is burnt out.
That's right.
Just can't have it, Peter. We've got to have somebody in there that understands and is progressive. I don't care what his persuasion is, but you cannot have a complete moron when it comes to global warming and policies in charge of government.
It's silly.
It's not right.
And I noticed in the media the other day, in the newspapers, where former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd even had a shot at him.
Mm.
Amazing. Anyway, let's brighten up the mood, shall we, just a little bit? And I'm sure we can.
With a nice glass of wine, a bit early in the day, Peter.
Yes, that's Yeah, but I know we'll get ready for morning tea.
It's a good thing.
You're spoiling my thunder there. Oh dear, oh dear. And has it been over Christmas New Year? Orders still coming in and lovely?
Well, of course, most people are on holidays, although we've had quite a few people come back now and say, gee, I drank all my nice organic wine for Christmas and I need to restock my wine rack here. So we're here, Peter. There's no smoke or pollution here. We love to have visitors. We've had a few groups come through down from the coast and other areas. You know, we welcome people here. Still looks beautiful. The tree looks beautiful. You can check, but Pocolban itself's doing some backburning at the moment, so they're in a bit of a mess over there. But we're perfectly clear and beautiful here, Peter.
How's the water going for you?
Water's been, excuse me, a little tough, and the weatherman can't get it right. I think we got about 30 drops last night.
Yeah, I actually walked across to my neighbour's unit, which is, you know, across the public area, and I think I got two sprinkles.
Yeah, I know. It's supposed to rain the next couple of days, but I don't know. It just seems to come over us, Peter, and I think the previous heat, the land's still hot and not much gets to the ground.
That's right. That's basically what I meant, because you rely on a lot of moisture out of the ground, and it's got to be wearing down. It's got to be, getting to the end, which is sad.
Yeah, it is. It is. But, we're surviving. The crops look magnificent. You can come by and have a look very close to harvest. So happy to have people come by and see what's going on. So we probably won't harvest till the end of January, but things look magnificent. Yeah. We have, of course, a big concert here on the weekend, this coming weekend. So we're full top to bottom and left to right with accommodation people, because Elton John is here, and I think now there's been a couple of concerts cancelled, Peter, because of the heat and the dangers and the smoke. But, you know, talking about optics and smoke, you know, I read The World, I read The Guardian, excuse me, the British version, and the CNN World News every day just to see what the world thinks. And the headline CNN News yesterday and again this morning is, Australia's Department of Emergency closes down due to smoke pollution. Uh-huh. Now, if that isn't poor optics, the country's burning, and the emergency, Australia's head office of emergency services shuts up and goes home.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It does, and it made world news. They have no idea of optics. You know, talking about optics, the Prime Minister, like, you know, astute politicians smooth the way. If they're going to go, they go into friendly territory. They don't walk into a hornet's nest and get called every name in the book.
Yeah, that's
on
true.
On world TV.
Well, some people have got it and some people haven't. No, just leave it there.
I know, but gee, talk about bad optics. You know, oh, yeah, well, look, I know there's a lot of problems out there, but we got smoke here. We got to go home.
Oh, you poor little dear. You know?
Yeah.
It's a wonder they haven't chucked a tantrum.
Yeah, I don't know. We need, like Australia needs to face reality, as we've said many, many times. This isn't a one-off event, and it's going to happen more and more often, unfortunately, due to climate and policies. And we have to address it somehow.
Yeah, well, the people who are in charge need to man up and get on with the job.
Well, I think this might eventually topple the Prime Minister. His optics are so bad, not just the Hawaii business, where he was away having a holiday when half of Eastern Australia's fighting for their houses, but just policy-wise, Peter.
Yeah.
Policy-wise. And they're all looking to retirement, you know. When I retire, look at this. There's 500 ex-civil servants and elected officials in top executive positions in mining companies, gas companies. That's where they go for retirement, Peter.
Yeah.
Big, high-paying, cushy jobs. They're not going to make any rules or regulations that affect those industries. So.
Unbelievable. Mate, we got to get this organic wine into people's homes, and we got to do it quick.
Sorry. Yes, we do. Cellarwines.com.au, Peter, or they can call us here at the Vineyard. We're happy to talk to people and come visit. There's, as I said, there's no smoke here, or it's been beautiful. And sorry, what did you want? I'm getting something in the ear here, Peter. Oh, yeah. Well, we've been thanking the fire service, Bob. Just wanted to make sure that we're thanking the Auger and our local area here, the Hunter Valley Rural Fire Service.
As I mentioned, mate, I have several friends who are members of the Rural Fire Brigade, and I really admire what they're doing.
Yeah, great. It's here in Bolga, and we've had volunteers come by from Canada. They come by about three times a week, make sure everything's okay. From Oregon in the United States, there's lots of foreign volunteers here, Peter.
Well, that's fantastic, and I understand that we are. I understand it's the smoke. I'll blame that. I understand we are getting some Canadian and American firefighters coming over to help us.
Yes, and I just looked it up this year, and there's only 9 months of it gone in the bushfire season. British Columbia alone, which is a bit bigger than New South Wales, but not much, they've had over 800 forest fires themselves, Peter.
They're
sending volunteers here.
It's marvelous, you know, those who put their hand up and those who put their shoulder to the wheel are really to be admired, and all the others stand back harassing them can go to blazes, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Very much true, Peter.
And, all right, mate. Listen, it's nice to catch up with you eventually, and we'll do it again, of course, later in the week if we can.
Yeah, maybe we'll have all this pollution out of our bodies by then, Peter.
Oh, mate, wouldn't it be good? We'll talk to you then.
Okay, thanks, Peter. Talk to you next week.
Okay, mate. Bye-bye now. Jeff from Acela Wine. Now, it's acelawine.com.au. What are you doing sitting there? Right? Get onto the web and order some. It's delicious.